Hashvua, Lutech Hanishmas, Isha Rachel Miriam Basnet, Naftali Tzvi, Allah HaShalom, who was just Niftara this past Tuesday, Chaval of Tevis, may the learning be as chus for Neshama, sponsored by family and friends, Rabbi Klon. We're going to start again from the Mishnah. I'm going to reread the Mishnah, and we're going to move on. Daf Nun Dalon Amad Aleph, Mishnah on top. Zuck the Mishnah, Hanoidim in a Yerek, somebody who makes a netter from Yerek, Mutta Bidaluan. Gourds are not included. And again, these are all vernacular. Rabbi Kiva Iser. Now, over here, there's more than what people say. There's no argument in what the facts are. And Deluan, when you say vegetable, people are not going to go out and get you a gourd. But they're going to come back and ask you, would you want one? Now, they're not going to come back and ask you if you want a piece of chicken. They're not going to come back and ask you if you want beans, because that's not what you asked for. They're not going to come back and ask you if you want a tomato or a cucumber, because that is exactly what you asked for. This is somewhere in the middle. It's enough that people come back and ask you, do you want that? But not enough that they would bring it to you without asking. So that is the Machloikas Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. Amru Loi the Rabbi Kiva, the other Maimir L'shlucha Kach L'Yerek, Waimir Loi Metas Yal Deluan. He comes back and asks, and he says, I only found Deluan. Is that what you want? Amru Lam Kein Adav, it's exactly what I'm saying. Does he say to the guy, I found beans? He wouldn't even come back and say that. It has nothing to do with what the guy wanted. Terence says, so where do you draw the line of what Yerek means? Does Yerek mean what people would come to include in the Yerek family as far away as it is, a third cousin to Yerek or a second cousin? Or is Yerek only an immediate relative? What Yerek is. Pula mitzvah is a kind of bean. The Rambam writes in Perish of Mishnayos. It's an interesting Rambam that he comments on what pula mitzvah is. So the Rambam writes in Perish of Mishnayos. Sorry. I don't know if I have it here. I don't know where they put it in this print. The Rambam writes in Perish of Mishnayos, and I will read the Rambam. It's an interesting thing. He spends time on what pula mitzvah is. So the Rambam, pula mitzvah, min mimini hakitnis, einoi nimtza, ela be'aretz Mitzrayim. It's something that they only found in Eretz Mitzrayim. Very interesting. He's saying the reason it's called pula mitzvah is exactly the only place it's located. The chayin kairin aisha harayfim, the doctors call it hapul hamitzri. The ain hapul hayaduay to hamayin. This is not the pull that everybody talks about. So the Rambam is explaining that pull hamitzri is a unique species that only grows in Mitzrayim. Now, is he telling you can't plant it anywhere else? I have no idea. I didn't talk to the Rambam. I just saw what he says in Perich Mishnayos. So he's saying pull hamitzri is a special kind of pull. It's a different species that only grows in Eretz Mitzrayim. And obviously it has medicinal purposes. The Raya is, he says, the Raifim call it pula mitzri. Either it has medicinal purposes or it has negative, because the doctors are referring to it. Obviously, either good for medicine or bad for medicine. I would assume it's good, yes.
It could be that it depends on the doctors
or where it's good. It's a Yerek, why didn't he buy it? Somebody may even buy it. It's exactly my proof. He comes back. Necessary to look at the Lashon. It's expected that he's going to come and ask. Right? Everybody agrees that when it's lach, when it's soft, it's under the family of Yerek. What, I'm sorry? To ask, to consult. Yeah, limolich means to consult. Dr. Gemara Vaitan Edim in Yerek. Dr. Gemara Vaitan in Yerek, another. Yerek means, in vernacular, a vegetable eaten raw. The Luin are not eaten raw. So I don't care whether it's Yerek or not Yerek, it's not eaten raw. Any vegetable not eaten raw would not qualify for Yerek. So why are we talking about Deluan? It doesn't include any vegetable that requires cooking to eat. So the Gemara, Amar Ula Baime Yerek and Kateir Allah. You're right. When he says Yerek, he only means raw vegetables. But he didn't say Yerek, he said Yerek and Kateir Allah. Vegetables of a pot. So once he says the word of a pot, that means cooked vegetables. Now the Rashi explains this, as we will see inside, that in those days it was more common to soak, pickle vegetables, and they did that in a pot, than to cook them. So even if he mentions the word pot, why do we say it means cooked? Why don't we say what normal people, not normal, what regular people do in that case, which is they pickle or soak it,
preserve
it, and they did it in a pot. And that's what he meant by Yerek Kedera, vegetables that are preserved. And for the Gemara, Vayim Yerek HaMizbashu Bekedera Allah. He said Beferish, even get me vegetables that are cooked. So now, the Luin, is it a vegetable or not? It would include, I'm going to say something, I'm making it up, leeks that you don't eat raw, but is a vegetable. I don't know if leeks are eaten raw or not, but I assume they're not. Right? What?
Rarely,
okay. So it includes those things. But it includes the Luin, that's the Machlek. Suck the rush. Yerek means eaten raw. Tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers.
Like an onion sometimes is eaten raw.
So that's called the eaten raw. I think so. I mean, again, it's the gay brachas, the fact that it's eaten both ways. But that's not the gay here. It is a Yerek HaNechuchai. Again, it's still eaten raw. There are people that eat onions, period. It's not need visual. Nobody eats a deluin or other, I don't even know names of vegetables. Gemara has a whole list of vegetables that are only eaten cooked, but it doesn't have it here, it has it elsewhere. What?
Well, gourds are much too hard to eat.
Right. But I'm a yoking there, I think potatoes, if you consider potato a vegetable, is not eaten raw. Nobody eats raw potatoes. But carrots, a lot of people eat raw carrots. Some people don't. Some people do.
Okay.
I'm just giving mashallah. I'm not here to...
What's going on here is that...
Parsnips. I don't think anybody eats raw parsnips. Maybe they do. I have no idea. Yes.
Parsnips are raw, no?
Well, I don't know. My wife puts it into the soup. That's all I know.
Well, my family have a butler. The bottom line is, on the list of vegetables, even... This is his 87th vegetable. He's not thinking of all these vegetables. He wants a soup. He asked the guy to get him a vegetable. So they brought him back something that on the list of vegetables, this is the 87th one.
Yeah, the guy said...
He's not thinking to think, even though the guy would come back and ask him.
I refuse. I Mamas don't understand your question. This guy said, I'm banning himself in raw vegetables. Any vegetable that's raw. That's what he said. He said, I'm banning myself in vegetables that need cooking. He means any vegetable that needs cooking. Question is, the Luin amongst them or not? I don't care if it's 87th or 91st. But Dilma Yerek HaNechu B'Kdeirah Yidei Kvishas Kdeirah. See, I was very hesitant that the word kovish can mean soaked and kovish can mean pickled. Usually by Yerek it means preserved. So that's why I said either soaked or preserved. It means they're preserved. That fits more Yerek Dera, Miyerek HaMizbashu Bekdera. Because it was common in those days to preserve vegetables more than cook them. Again, the Rosh is telling me that. You want to argue, write him a letter. Exactly. The shelf life of vegetables was very small. They had to preserve them or eat them or throw them out. Umishani, Shomer Beferish Yerekam is Basha Bekdera. Dr. Gemar Weiter. The Maikam Milfligus. What are they arguing with? So what is the Machlekes boiled down to? Rabbanu Sari Komilta the Tzarek Shlichim of Lukala Vlad Mineyu. Rabbanu said anything you need a Shlich to ask is not its type. Rabbi Kiva Sari Komilta the Mindu Shlichala Mineyu. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, the fact that it's asked upon is a simon that it does fit into the min. That's the question. So that's the machlok. So I think I'm right. You know, again, I'm going to say something. It's much easier if I wouldn't say it, but I have to be honest. I mean, Rabbi Kiva is saying when a person says this, includes things that people ask about. And Rabbanan is saying, no, he includes things that are definitely. This is what do people understand when you say the word Yerek in the Neder. Yerek HaMizbashu Begdera. Does it include things that they want to be asked about? Or not? Meaning, is the person mean anything Chazal explained as Yerek, which might include it or might not include it? What do people mean? It boils down to Lashon B'nei Adam. So I think of my writer. I'm Rabbaya. Baiter Rabbi Kiva and Yamalkus and the Loika. Rabbi Kiva agrees that he wouldn't get Malkus for this. Zakhtar Ashrash. Baiter Rabbi Kiva and Yamalkus to the Chumra Asalai. He's not 100% sure. Rabbi Kiva is doing it because he's Machmer. Kiva and the Shlich Munim Lachala. Mikomakim. Kiva and Shein the Loika Balai Han Lacha. He won't buy it without consultation. Like Bar Lunch Uminai. Rabbi Kiva is not clear. And therefore, he asks it, but he wouldn't give the guy Malkus for it. Because he's not sure. Says Misafik. We had the similar Gemara in Zayin and Aleph. Rabbi Kiva yechaychich b'zeh v'hachmer. Right? That it didn't mean that he gets Malkus. He was chaychich b'zeh v'hachmer. He wasn't sure. So he was machmer, but he wouldn't give the guy Malkus for it.
Did he see, there on Tav Zayin, was that in the Mishnah? Was that the
Mishnah? Mishnah.
I mean, here it doesn't say that, you know.
No. That's why Abaya told it to me.
I'm saying.
If Kiva would have said it straight, Abaya wouldn't have to tell it to me. I hear. What you're pointing out is there's a difference. I was just showing you that this happens. That's all. Nothing my right. Tanan Hassan. We learned over there, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Megillah. And we had this, I never know, I think we had it recently here. Hashliyah Shalasa Shluchusai. Shlucha Baalabai Yismal. Vayasa Shluchusai Shliach Mal. The halacha is, Megillah is an exception to the rule. Usually we have a rule called Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. I tell a guy, do me a favor, can you go steal his pen? And he steals it. I'm not responsible. Not down here, at least. Upstairs, maybe, but not down here. Because there is no concept of agency. The Torah does not recognize agency in the Dvar Aveira. He's not my agent. Ah, he is. He is, but he isn't. The Torah says he's not my agent. This is not the sugya, so we don't have to get involved in why. But that's not the point. There's an exception called Me'ilah. If a guy says to somebody, go eat that thing, and he goes and eats it, and I sent him to eat it, go take that thing, it's better. Do me a favor, go take that thing and give it to somebody else. That's one of the forms of Me'ilah, is when you change domains, right? If somebody takes Hegdish and gives it to somebody else, he violates Me'ilah, and he has to bring a kasham and pay a karen and a chaimish. What if you send an agent to do it? The person who sent him is responsible. It's Xeris HaKosav, derived from a pasuk, Xeris Shabbat, but that's the exception to the rule. It's not the only exception to the rule. It's one of the exceptions to the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The Torah said there is a Shlichus by Me'ilah. Only if he carries out your agency. If he does something else, that he's not your agent because you didn't ask him to do it. Common case, you told him, do me a favor, take the stuff I have in the fridge of my kitchen, and serve it to the guests. So then if he does that, he is the agent, and he, the guy who sent him is Chayev. He says to the guy, take from the fridge in the kitchen and serve it to my guest. And the guy went to the fridge in the garage and took it and served the guest. He didn't do what the guy told him to do. He's not his agent. He didn't do what the guy asked him. You're only an agent if you carry out your agency. That's what the Mishnah says. Hashliach sh'asah shlichusai v'alabai yismal. V'ayasah shlichusai shliach mal. This is the introduction to what we want to bring in. At this point, there's nothing here that has anything to do with what we have to say. So the Gemara Mantana, who is the Tana of the following Mishnah, not the Mishnah we just brought, but the Mishnah that is a continuation of that Mishnah that we just brought. The following part of the Mishnah that we're going to bring, which is a continuation of the part that we brought, is not Rekha B'Kiva. Why? Not Ketzat. The Mishnah gives you example. Amalei tembas liarchem. Can you serve my guest meat? You make an agent to serve the guest meat. But nasalem kaved, and he gave them liver. Or he told them to send 10 kaved, serve them liver. But nasalem basar, and he served meat. Hashliach mal. He didn't do his agency. He said meat, the guy gave liver. Now, liver is something you come back and ask. Buy me meat, you come back and say, I didn't find a roast, but I found liver. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, he did do his agency. He did what he was told. he got meat. Now, you told me this is not meat, but this is something you question the person. You don't come back and say, I didn't find meat, but I found cheese. You come back and say, I didn't find meat, but I found liver. So liver is within the range of what people would say in the question. Now, according to Mekiva, the definition of words are determined even including what people question for. So why isn't the guy mayo? Why isn't the mishaleach mayo? Dr. Gemara, Mi Rebbe Kiva, I'm Rebbe Kiva, Kol Milsa, Demim Lecha Lo Shliach Minei, Minei Hu, Limo Baal Bayis. Anything that the Shliach asks about is considered its type, so why isn't the Baal Bayis Mayo? But why Limo Shliach?
Is this in contradiction to Abaye?
No, a great question, we'll get to that in a minute. I'm Rabbi Abaye, I'm Philotem Rebbe Kiva, going like Rebbe Kiva, the Milan Maid Rebbe Kiva, the Tzarchim Luchi. Dr. Abaye, very simple. We're translating a word by Nedarim. We're saying the word includes everything that you would ask about. But when I make you an agent, go out and buy me a vegetable, hamispacho, b'gzera, you can't go buy a gourd. You're supposed to come back and ask me. Rabbi Akiva just said that anything that's within the asking is included in the word, but that's not included in what I want you to do unless you ask me. You do have to come and ask me. Neder is translating a word. Shlichus is doing what a person is expected to do. And the person is supposed to ask before he buys liver. This guy didn't ask. So he didn't do my agency. Again, I sent him to buy meat. Meat sometimes does include liver, sometimes doesn't. He's supposed to ask me. In neder, he doesn't have to ask me. It's what the word means. So Rabbi Akiva said the word means things you come back and question about. But you have to come and ask.
Right.
That's a raya that he didn't do your shlichus. He didn't come and ask. He did it on his own. Shlichus requires carrying out my direct agency. Anything he has to ask about is not my direct agency. Whereas neder is the interpretation of a word. It is included in the interpretation of a word because he would come back and ask me. That's what Rabbi is answering.
So liver included?
Again, if he would say busser, he would include liver according to Bekiva in neder. But whether you carry out the agency or not, the agency would be, come back and ask me. When I say, get me meat, I expect to be asked before you take liver.
In that case, by neder, would he bring the liver right away, or would he ask first?
Okay, excuse me. You're not bringing anything in the case of neder. Neder is what the guy banned himself from. There's no three parties there by neder. It's one party. The guy said he won't eat meat. Can he eat liver?
Let's say you ask someone to get you liver.
No. You're not asking. Again, let's go back again. What is the case of neder?
That's how we're machriya.
Again, let's go back again. The guy banned himself in meat. Now he comes and asks his rabbi, what can I eat? Can I eat liver? Rabbi Akiva would say no. So the guy would say, what do you mean? I said meat. So Rabbi Akiva would tell him, listen, when you send somebody to buy meat, he comes back and asks you about liver. Therefore, it's included in the general statement of meat. Yes, in neder it is banned. Now, I ask a guy, go get me meat. And he doesn't come back and ask me whether he should get me liver or not.
He buys it?
He buys it. Did he do my agency? Did he do what I asked him to do?
According to
Bekiva. Yeah. Why not? What do you mean? If he made the neder, it includes liver.
Because he's supposed to ask.
Exactly. That's what Abaye's answer is. Your things that you're supposed to ask. You didn't ask, so you didn't do my agency.
According to the other one,
Kasha
King?
Yeah, the Kasha was, how can this Mishnah go like Rebbe Akiva? Rebbe Akiva said it can't. He's according to Rebbe Akiva, meat includes liver. Dr. Abaye, meat does not include liver in agency, unless you ask. In neder, it's included in what the word means, encompasses. Whereas in shlichus, you want an exact keeping of the agency. Let me read the rush. Zog the rush. Tana hasa b'mila, hashliach chasa shlichusai balabai small. I forgot the b'chol tayra kula ain't shlich in v'arveira. Yavina b'mila chet chet mitruma, we learn not exeri shava. The mischai right there shlich. Man tana the shava the b'shinu kodhu. The little change. Shishina hashliach nisbatwa shlichus. He would come back and ask, Lashon the Amid Beis, Mila Maida Rebekiva the Tzarech and Luchi. When we time say Chashav Leminoi, Chayal Dovish Ain a Minoi, Klau Ain a Nimach. He doesn't come back and ask about cheese. Become a Galini Shlichusai. When you talk about Shlichus, the Chashav Asu Shlichusai, Shari Shina. He did make a change. Shari Derek Hashlich Limalach Allah Bein Leilasas Bloy Dasam Shalchai. He's supposed to come back and ask. Yes, Doctor. Okay, now.
What would happen at the end of the day, by neder, let's say it turned out that liver was under meat, okay? Liver's under meat, okay? Is under the category.
What's that going without
that? Again, in neder, go ahead.
Yeah. Now, 10 minutes later, he asked a guy, get me meat.
Right. And the guy went and got liver, he didn't do his agency.
Yeah. Even though 10 minutes before, in the case of neder, it was considered.
Right, because in one way it's an interpretation of a word, and in one way it's what the guy wanted you to do. In one way,
for that guy, we saw 10 minutes before, it meant liver also. It meant liver also. Haraya, by the neder, we're telling you can't get liver.
Again, let me try to explain. A guy bans himself from cars. So to Bekiva, SUV, the guy would call up and say, the rental doesn't have any cars, it has an SUV, do you want it? He wouldn't call the guy up and say, it doesn't have any cars, but it has a tractor trailer, do you want it? You wouldn't call him and say that. He asked you to get a car, you don't ask him if he wants a tractor trailer. But he does ask you if you want an SUV. But let's say you say to the guy, do me a favor, go rent me a car. And he rents you an SUV. You would say, shouldn't you ask me? I know it's included in the general word car, but it's included after, it's something to ask about. It's something to ask. You didn't ask me. When a guy bans himself in cars, since people will call you and say, do you want an SUV, that means it's on the outskirts of the meaning of the word car. But it's not the direct meaning, but Rabbi Akiva says, anything that's within question is included in neder. Rabbi Akiva says, maybe. He's misopic, right? So, but when a guy asks him, go rent me a car, he's expecting to be consulted before the guy comes back and brings him an SUV. Excuse me, I asked rent me a car. Now, yes, you should have. If I would, you would ask me, you wouldn't ask me whether you should rent me a tractor trailer or a maskim, but you would ask me to rent an SUV, and you didn't. The shlichus says do what regular people do, which is they get cars or they ask about an SUV. You didn't ask.
But 10 minutes before.
That's because that's the interpretation of a neder. It's different than a shlichus. Yes, doctor.
Actually, what is confusing Avraham, causing some multiple questions, is something you said, which troubled me when you said it. You said it's not doing what the person wanted. We have no window on what the person wants. We don't read minds. The question is, as we have been going through all through the dorm, it is what is the person said. Now, the person, the verbal content, has to be translated into semantics, which is what the person desires. But what the person said is car has a meaning. It's different than what the person wants, which is
different things have different meanings when they're used in different ways. When a guy bans himself from cars, he's banning himself in anything that, according to Bekiva, that people would consult him and ask him, is that what you meant?
Absolutely.
When a guy asks the guy to go rent him a car, he doesn't mean that. He means, go get me a car and call me if there's anything similar to a car. That's what I'm saying.
The call is implicit in trying to figure out what he wants.
Exactly.
Secondary.
Now, Avram did ask a question before. I don't know if he realized it. He asked a great question. The Gemara said, let the Baal Bayis be Mayo, not the Shliach, before the Gemara gave a Bayis answer. But we said a moment ago, the Bekiv is Mesupik. That means nobody should be Mayo because we're not sure. Why is the Gemara saying, let the Baal Bayis be Mayo? But if Rabbi Akiva is Mesupik, he didn't give Malkus, so then he should say, we don't know who's Mayo. That should be the Gemara's Kasha. Not let the Baal Bayis be Mayo and not the Shliach. The question should be, we don't know if that is Shliachus or not. Before Abaye gave his answer, in the Rabbi Chisda, who said, this is a replica of the case of Neder, before Abaye differentiated, how could the Gemara entertain that he should get Malkus? He should bring a carbon. You don't bring a carbon misafik, right? It's a Asham Megillah. Asham Megillah is you're definitely mayil. That's the kash of the Rishayim. Yes.
No, it seems to me, from my lack of understanding, that there are possible ways out of that. First of all,
well, we hope so. Yeah.
Anybody who's ever asked a question to a rabbi knows that there are times when you will get an answer to such and such as mother, but it's a good idea not to do it. That so. That you have things in the gray area.
Again, what bothers me, no, this is
also
not.
Also, you have situations where there is a certain halacha, but you don't publicize it.
Yeah, so, all those things are true. But the Gemara said that the guy should bring a carbon. Bamai. Limo balabayas. Let him bring a carbon.
Right,
you can't bring a carbon if there's any doubt.
Right, absolutely. Otherwise, it's, you know,
cool. Okay, Rabbi just got finished telling us that according to Rabbi Kiva, we don't know. So if you don't know, you can't bring a carbon.
Absolutely.
So that's the Rishayim's kash. The Gemara says,
what's the carrot? What's the answer?
I'm getting there. I have to explain the question before we say the answer. I'm glad that you're hungry for the answer. So I saw three answers. I remember two of them. One answer is, the Bekiva holds, Safik Me'ila brings an Hashem Toli. It's Machlekes Tanoim. Most Tanoim say not. The Bekiva holds, even by Safik Me'ila, you bring an Hashem Toli. So the question is, on my limo balabayas means let him bring an Hashem Toli. It's a very schwer answer, because it's difficult, I should say, because the Gemara says, v'loy limo shliach, he's the same suffix as the balabayas. So it should be that both should bring an Hashem Toli, not that one should bring an Hashem Toli, not the other. But that's one of the answers I saw. The Ran himself gives the following answer, and this is going to make everybody go, whatever. The Ran says that there are different levels of what you ask about. A gourd to a vegetable is further out than liver is to meat. A buyer only said Rabbi Kiva is mesupik when it's a gourd. That's further out. Masha'enke, liver is closer to meat. There, Rabbi Kiva would not be mesupik. There he would say that if a guy ate liver when he made a netter about meat, he would get malpas. There's levels of how far out it is, things that you ask about. You ask about liver, but most of the time you're going to say, get me liver. You ask about a gourd, it's much more further out. Now, who measures where the line is? I have no idea. But that's the Ran's answer. That even Abai, who said Rabbi Kiva is mesupik, is only mesupik by gourds. But by liver, he wouldn't be mesupik. Again, it's kind of an answer. The Ran says it, he says it. You know, you don't have much of an option. The Ran said it, he's a Rishon. But it's a difficult answer to swallow, because then you have to start drawing lines. What is, what isn't? Yes?
It's all about swallowing. So, just to clarify for myself, the paradigmatic action which brings an Hashem Toli is if you are not certain whether you ate forbidden or permissible fat.
That's one case. It means anything that's a suffix chatas. This is a suffix Hashem.
The reason I'm asking is because I was thinking incorrectly that the person knows that he ate something, he doesn't know whether or not, but that's an absolute parallel to forbidden fat.
Right. No, 1 minute. No, that would be an Hashem Toli too. If there's two pieces here, one is kosher, one is strafe.
No, I mean, you know, in this case, whether or not the gourd, he knows he ate
right.
The gourd.
Yes.
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 I'm not trying to understand the case over here. The Baal told the Shliach to get one, either meat or liver. Well, he got the wrong thing. But he got it from Hekdesh?
Both were Hekdesh.
Both were Hekdesh. Okay, so how come
these are all Meshagik.
The Shliach did the mistake, so the Baal is Potter, and the Shliach either is or isn't.
No, it's not true. If he did the right thing, then the Baal is Mayel.
Okay, he didn't ask.
Right.
Okay. The Orchim ate it or not?
Makes no difference. That would be whether they're Mayel or nothing to do with this.
So,
by the way, they're not, but we're not going to get involved.
If they did eat it, the Shliach off the hook?
Yeah, no. So let me explain you another halacha mikila, which I don't really want to spend too much time on. The halacha is by Benek Abayas, which is what we're talking about. We're not talking about Korbanos. Once Mila is done, the item becomes chulin. So when he gave it to the guest, the item became chulin. The Shliach was male. He took the item, made it chulin. Whenever he's mayo and the guests can eat it and enjoy themselves and thing tzur b'shelo yochalnu. By carbon would be different, but we're not talking about carbon.
Okay.
Rosh Hashem one day. We did. We had it in Kedushin. We had it in a number of places, but it wasn't ever the main sugya. Rosh Hashem one day, we should make it to learn Masechtas Me'ilah. We'll see it in much more depth. It marched from Eitz Kameh to Rava. They told Rava over.
Rebbe, what was it? There was a third answer. Rebbe said there was a third answer.
I said I only remember two of them.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Itmar, are you sitting outside at least enjoying the weather when you're listening in?
No, I'm inside.
Itmar, you should be sitting outside and enjoying the 75 degree weather instead of, you know, means, you know. Itmar, Shemaitza Kameda Rava. Amalai, Shakar Amar Nachmeni. So we said the halacha in front of Rava, and he said, Rabbi is right. Now, why did he call him Nachmeni as the Machlokes Rishonim? A lot of Rishonim learned that was his name. His name was Abaya. And he was called Nachmeni because Rabbi Bar Nachmeni raised him. And therefore, they named him Nachmeni. He grew up in Nachmeni's house. He was a Yassim. He had lost both parents, and Rabbi Bar Nachmeni raised him. So the people called him Nachmeni, but that wasn't his name. Other Rishonim learned his name was Nachmeni, but Rabbi couldn't call him Nachmeni because that's his father's name. He didn't want to call somebody by his father's name. So he called him my father. That's what he called him. Abaya meant Avi, my father's name, and it turned into Abaya. It means, I don't want to say his name, so I will say it's my father's name. That's how he referred to Abaya. So therefore, he called him Abaya. So the Machlokes Rishonim, was his name really Abaya and Rabbi, and his name Nachmeni because he was raised by Rabbi Bar Nachmeni? He's from the Nachmeni family? He wasn't, but he was raised by them. Or was his name Nachmeni and Rabbi didn't want to use his father's name? You know, I once asked the Shaila, and they read my daughter in Bachur that has my name, one of my names. So my question was, this is Shaila. So many times I had the Shaila a number of times over the years. When I sent it to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, inevitably the answer was no. But, you know, Rav Chaim Kanievsky can never know because he can tell the next person yes because it's Ruach HaKadosh. So he can tell me no and the next person yes. So you can't build a psak. But I didn't ask him, is that a rule? I asked him in this specific case. And I asked him like three or four times, and each time he told me nay. Okay, that was the answer that came back. No. Okay. I asked Rav Aaron Feldman, who was in Starzai, and he told me, since I have a second name, I can do it. But if they get married, my daughter should never refer to him by his name in front of me. Because it's my name. And she's not allowed to say my name in front of me. That's what he told me. And that was an interesting fact. So this is the thing. Rabbi didn't want to say the word Nachmeni. I don't know if his father was around or not around. He didn't want to call him Nachmeni. He said, the Tata's Naman, you know, my father's name. So it was Abaya. That's where Abaya came from. Again, it's Machlokes Rishonim. I don't comment on Machlokes Rishonim.
What did Dov mean? Boy, he's not supposed to marry someone with his mother.
No. Here we're not talking about that. You asked. That's people are mocked in all kinds of ways. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And
secondly,
I didn't know that. And secondly, Abaya, I
thought
it meant little father, like a nickname, little daddy or something.
Again, because he called him daddy, that's where it comes. I mean, his name was not Abaya. So why did he call him daddy? Because his father's name was Nachmeni. That's what the Rishonim said. Yes. They all say, Sklan Rabbi said, ask me Rabbanim, he told me, and all three Rabbanim say, it's okay, it's a Pesach Bezen, and you don't have to worry about it. So everybody answers this differently, and personally, I think that this is all Minas Shemaya. You'll get answers one way, by Reb Chaim, it was clear that way. He told two different people two different things in the same Shiloh.
They asked him, how you do this? He said, but that's what comes into my head.
Oh, my God.
Right, let's go on. Let's get my advice. I don't want to spend the whole day on this. No, the mutter. Depends if there's two names, one name. These all depend on all kinds of interesting things.
What does
it
really mean when Ben said no? It's not good or it is good?
No, no means don't do it.
Really?
Yeah. Mantana don't, meaning it wasn't holding by the 15th date, right? It was before it started. He says, don't do it. Okay, right. Mantana the polygamate Rebbe Akiva. Who argues the Rebbe Akiva? Who's the one that says that anything that has to be consulted is not included? Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Tanya. Okay, here we get into something else. Hadayim in Habasar, Asher b'chol minei basar. Somebody makes a netter from meat, it's usher in all kinds of meat. Asher b'raish b'raglayim. Usually meat did not mean heads and feet. But, I mean, it's definitely within the range of meat. Usually when you talk about steak, you're not talking about eating a piece of the head or a piece of the feet. Doesn't mean the thigh. I think it means under the thigh. Usually the people don't eat that. But it's meat. The kana, the trachea, kave the liver, lave the heart, ifis the birds, mutra b'basher dagim b'chagavim. However, it does not include fish and grasshoppers. If Shimon Gamliel Leimer, hanaydem rabasar aser b'chol minei basar, but the mutra b'raisha b'raglayim, that's not regularly called meat. People come back and ask, should I get to the head? Ubekana, or the trachea, ubekave, the liver. I'm sorry. Right? Ubelev, ubeifus. V'ein tzarech leimer basar dagim b'chagavim. And for sure, it includes that the meat of fish and... So here you have a machlokes. Why should the rice be included? Why should the rice not be included? Because it's not something that people directly mean, but within questionable range. You want the liver. You want the heart. You want the trachea. I guess, right, I don't know. I mean, when I eat rice kevas on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Elbaz brings me a piece of rice kevas. He cuts a piece of meat off the head and he brings it to me. Cheeks, yeah, cheeks. What kind of mortar? Yes.
Skin the head, you boil the head, you take out the fragments of meat, brain, and various other things, the tongue, and chop it up and, you know, make a...
Dr. Rush.
No,
rice cabbage by Rosh Hashanah.
If you would eat that on Pesach, not fine. People were eating carbon Pesach. Every single part.
That would
be butter, or
that's called Pesach. That's called Pesach. Everything has to be eaten, including the gittin, the veins that are soft. So it's a different halacha completely. Dr. Rash, Mantana Pargar Bukiva, Mashe Matana. What is the name of the Tana? The Pargar Bukiva Masnissen. It's not undoing the answer before. We're just saying there is a Machlekes Tanoim in our Mishnah. Who is it? Asa b'chol minei basar, bakar, tzayin, chaya, cattle, sheep, wild animals. Let's do one more half line. No, let's stop here. We'll continue it tomorrow.